Well, everyone has a right to free speech. You have the right to your own opinion, and I'll defend your right to that opinion and your right to speak it to the death. I might disagree with it.
I won't. You don't have the right to say and to print and then to have published that Jesus, our Lord, was a rape baby. Sorry, sweetheart. Thanks for playing our game. It's time that you packed your stuff up and that we prepared a little bed for you in blasphemer's prison.
Mr. Church, please, you can't say blasphemer's prison. People are going to be running for the hills. Good, let them. Let them. Enough is a freak enough.
You know, I talked yesterday about how maybe the University of Notre Dame, since it's Notre Dame, Our Lady. That's what it means in French. The French founded it, Our Lady. That's what it means. Maybe the University of Notre Dame should stop calling itself Notre Dame because, number one, it's not Catholic anymore, and number two, it's an insult to Our Lady and to the Blessed Virgin, Mother of God, of our Lord himself, to have that university as the preeminent Catholic institution in the world, educational institution in the world, cavorting about the countryside and telling anyone, anywhere, everybody who will listen. No. We're not Catholic. No. We just got this stupid fuddy-duddy name that was handed down to us from some clowns back in the day. You know, Newt Rockney and the gang. No. We're not Catholic anymore. Whatever. Jesus was a rape baby is the headline. First paragraph. The Christian war on women. What Christian war on women? The fact that the Mother of God, a woman, is known by every Catholic and by most Christian people as the Mother of God, is exalted and heralded as the same. And of course, inside the Catholic Church, she is exalted as the Queen of the Angels, Queen of the Apostles, Queen of the Seas. Read the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which we read here on Fatima Day on October the 13th, when we did our Holy Rosary. Read that and you'll see she is the queen of all. She is exalted as such. There's a prayer that goes Sancta Dei Genitrix. Or it's Ora Pro Nobis Sancta Dei Genitrix. In Latin, that's how, in Latin, beautiful. Ora Pro Nobis Sancta Dei Genitrix. What does that mean? Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Now she's the victim of the rape. Oh, you're going to love this. Guess who the rapist was? Want to take a guess? Who was the rapist, Christopher?
God.
Yep, you got it. Give that man a gold star. Heresy 101. Woo! Your name gets up on the board. God. You know why? Because Mary was not of the age of consent. And she couldn't possibly have consented. Miss Sarah McDavid Wood informs us that,
Wait a minute here. She was in the Middle East, age of consent 11.
Well, there's another theological explanation for that that goes along with this. Miss Sarah McDavid Wood says that she could not have consented, even though she even acknowledged, I know that this, whatever this guy's name was, Lucas or Luke Skywalker or whatever, wrote this thing in called what do you guys call it? The Holy Bible? Bible, whatever. I know that all that's in there, you know, and stuff like that. But that's not true. We all know that that's just kind of like a narrative, right? You don't actually use that. That's not actually true. It was written after the fact anyway. You got any pictures of that? Yeah, is there any pictures? She even acknowledges that there was admission. Mary of Nazareth says, and I can quote off the top of my head, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Ecce angele, in the Latin is ecce angele domine. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. The fact that this has been published, it's been published on a pretty popular website, and I suspect that the publisher would, hey man, free speech. It's not free speech. This is where we go off the rails and you see why there cannot be a pluralistic society and you can have peace and goodwill towards all men at the same time. It doesn't work because there is no penalty for this. And there's not going to be any other than you and I pushing back. How sad. I'll say this. Go to my website, MikeChurch.com. If you're watching this video there now, scroll down to the bottom of the page. The proper response to Ms. McDevitt Wood begins with, I don't know what it begins with. It begins with a prayer for reparation at the bottom of the page. Start there and stay there, because that's all we can do, really.